local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Starting off your Thursday around 60 degrees, heading for a high just in the 70s. More from Dr. Bill coming up right after we check traffic with Kane right here on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning from the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center. Officers are still on the scene of the accident. Leroy Stevens at Fordham Road, also Three Notch in Dawes. We're seeing some backup now at 90 Range Line in Halls Mill. For the 1065 split, though, no problems. Downtown across to Bayway, the causeway still running smooth. Football and pizza are something special with Papa Murphy's. The biggest, baddest pizza is now on sale. The five meat stuffed pizza is just $12. This is football pizza. Make any day a game day with pizza at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast is going to expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be pleasant with afternoon temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of a shower and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. Seven locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
All right, 707 FM Talk 106.5. Watching the ride in for you with Kane and traffic. Checking on headlines right now. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. More relief is headed to those impacted by Hurricane Michael. Regions Bank says that they are donating $100,000 to support recovery efforts in three separate states. Those donations will then be distributed among organizations that are working to meet a variety of needs in disaster areas. Regions Bank is also offering disaster recovery financial services. That means check cashing fees for FEMA-issued checks will not be applied. Disaster relief purchase and renovation loan programs, personal and business loan payment assistance, and one penalty-free CD withdrawal and other services are also being offered. The recipients of the generous donations include Feeding the Gulf Coast, also the Southeast Alabama-based Wiregrass Area Food Bank, the Salvation Army Georgia Division. Region says that most of their locations in the Florida Panhandle have reopened, and all locations here in Alabama and Georgia have as well. We are 19 days away from Election Day, and candidates continue to stump for your vote. Representative Bradley Byrne has announced three more town hall meetings for later this month. Monday, October 22nd at the Lillian Community Club at 11:30 a.m. Thursday, October the 25th at the Saraland City Hall, and that starts at 3 p.m. And then Monday, October the 29th at the Biolabattery City Hall at 11 a.m. Representative Burns' last batch of town hall meetings were part of his Better Off Now tour. He was encouraging voters to reflect on if they were better off than before due to Republican initiatives in our nation's capital. A theme for this month's town hall meeting has not yet been released, but you are encouraged to attend a town hall meeting and ask your questions directly to Representative Bradley Byrne. Election Day is Tuesday, November the 6th. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update is brought to you by Eyeglass World. With same-day service and two pairs for $78, Eyeglass World is the world's best way to buy glasses. Eyeglass World.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Mobile mother who was shot near Ladd People Stadium has bonded out of jail overnight after being arrested Wednesday. 40-year-old Danielle Campbell is charged with inciting to riot. Police say last Tuesday she drove her kids to Ladd Stadium intending to fight. She and her son were both shot. A man crossing Interstate 10 in Pensacola was hit and killed by a semi-truck. This happened near the Pine Forest exit around 8 o'clock last night. Authorities have not released the victim's identity. They are still working to notify his family. Florida officials confirmed three more deaths in Bay County. This brings the death toll to at least 32 people, 22 in Florida alone. It's not known how the people died, but sheriff's deputies say they are finding more victims as the water recedes. They also say people who did not evacuate could be buried beneath piles of concrete, wood, and metal. Officials have not said how many people are still missing. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. Even though we've retired our tennis shoe business, we're still the active sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, and we're excited for what's to come. Coming up Saturday, October 20th, the Try the Gulf Triathlon presented by Infirmary Health will take place on beautiful Dolphin Island. The USA Triathlon sanctioned sprint event will be a swim, bike, run race starting at 7:30 a.m. For more info, visit trythegulf.racesonline.com. Go all out. We do.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama. All right, 12 minutes after 7 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you along. Time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Edward Jones and T. Batchelor & Son.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
It is Thursday, and that means Tiger Talk is tonight at 6. Gus Malzahn will be in studio live talking about Saturday's game at Ole Miss. Senior fullback Chandler Cox speaks the language of determination.
You know, this is something I've been dreaming about since I was a little kid. It's crazy to think we got five games, so, you know, I'm giving everything I got, and I don't care what it has to take, but I'm giving everything, and I'm going to have, you know, help these guys as much as I can, and that's what we're going to play for each other and play for Auburn.
Cox and the Tigers kick at 11 a.m. in Oxford Saturday. Big home soccer match tonight. More on that after a word from Alpha Insurance.
At home or on the go, Alpha has made it easier than ever to handle your insurance needs. With the Alpha To Go mobile app, everything you need is right at your fingertips. Pay your insurance premiums, access policy information, file a claim, even view your policy ID cards, all from the convenience of Alpha's easy-to-use mobile app. Download Alpha To Go on your iPhone or Android device today. At home or on the go, Alpha's got you covered.
Coach Karen Hoppe's Auburn soccer team hosts Vanderbilt tonight.
We need a big crowd, a huge crowd. This is just the biggest game of the year, and we need every advantage we can get. And we know when there's a big Auburn crowd, that's an advantage to our girls on the field. So we need to pack those stands at 6:30 on Thursday.
The Tigers are coming off a win this past Sunday. The Commodores are yet to lose a league match. Remember, Tiger Talk tonight at 6. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Carla Stewart, your Spanish Fort Edward Jones Financial Advisor.
Or me, Keith Woodham, your West Mobile Edward Jones Financial Advisor.
War Eagle, everybody!
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Established in 1985, T. Batchelor & Son has been a leader in the heating and cooling industry for over 30 years. Our team of professionals is trained to offer prompt, courteous service with your comfort and satisfaction being our ultimate goal. We offer a complete line of home comfort products that fit into any budget, utilizing energy-efficient natural gas. To call the comfort people at T. Batchelor & Son today, 639-9234, where your family's comfort is our family's goal. See us on the web at tbachelorandson.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast is going to expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be pleasant with afternoon temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of a shower and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Live and enjoy Mobile Bay. A developer's big loss can be your big gain Saturday, October 27th. Listen to this opportunity. On a 2-acre waterfront with covered boat docks on Mobile Bay, just $39.9, only minutes from downtown. The cost of the roads and improvements alone were more than the selling price set for these premium waterfront properties. 2 acres, $39.9, that's pennies on the dollar. Imagine coming home, jumping on your boat, and heading out on Mobile Bay. Enjoy fishing, boating, swimming, or just relaxing on the water. Beats working in the backyard. 2 acres on the water with covered boat docks at a bargain price, one day only sale, Saturday, October 27th. Only 8 lots available. Don't delay. You'll love what you see. Excellent financing available. Call or click 877-BIG-VIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIG-VIEW. 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-244-8439.
Presented by Orchard Management. For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, still there at Leroy Stevens at Fordham Road and Three Notch in Dawes. Again, a good ride so far as you're traveling downtown from the tunnels and across the Bayway. Traffic building from Fairhope and Daphne, also from Malvis to Spanish Fort, but no other wrecks in the roadways. At Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffett Road in Mobile, this week you'll receive a 5-day trip to the Caribbean for two. Fill out an application, bring in your initial deposit, and you'll receive your gift after closing on your new home. Pre-qualify online at MobileHomeCenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 717 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. It is a Thursday. That means our buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato joins us about 7:50 for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. That's coming your way. Hey, also coming your way, grand opening at Havana Rays Cigar Shop and Lounge. I guess they've had the soft opening before. Mm-hmm. You know, that enough friends that are in the restaurant business, they'll say, we're having a soft opening. So I don't even know what it means, but I'm coming out, whatever it is. But now the official grand opening, Havana Rays Cigar Shop and Lounge. Obviously, cigar lovers, this is your place. Also, people just like, if you like businesses that pay attention to detail, the way they do things, you know, Cottage Hill Package has long since been famous for that, and because of that, their newest venue, Havana Rays, is the same way. It's Mobile's only upscale cigar shop and lounge, and they're celebrating their grand opening tonight, tomorrow night, and all weekend long. Starting tonight, Gurkha Cigar Event lights up at 6 o'clock with giveaways of the most popular swag in the industry, because Gurkha is, just, first of all, a cool name.
Yeah, and the logo is
the cool,
awesome.
Like Gurkha. What is it, the Gurkha Blade?
Uh-huh.
And as always, Papa Ray, Daddy Ray, is going to be there with Cuban cuisine. So that is tonight. And he is, as a kid that was raised partially on Cuban food, I can give, like, his, I only have 2 thumbs, but if I had more, I would give more thumbs up for Ray's
Cuban cuisine. You can vouch for its authenticity then.
Oh, qué rico. Yes, it's fantastic. So that's tonight. Tomorrow night at 6, make sure you're there for the Maker's Mark tasting, plus live music with my buddy Ryan Balthrop. Havana Ray's Cigar Shop will also have 20% off all Z-Car products, $4 Mojito, and continuous free giveaways and raffles all weekend long. Then Saturday, special event, the Southern Prohibition beer tasting, starting at 11, going through 1. Then there's more. Jack Daniel's tasting at 6 p.m.
Heck yeah.
And for beer drinkers, $2 domestics and free food all day. Man, that's fantastic. So if you're wondering, well, if I go by, will I be able to watch the game? Duh. Yeah, they got six TVs in Havana Rays, so you can watch your football games, too. Be sure to get your Alabama football victory cigar.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. Is the third Saturday in October traditionally a big day for cigars?
It's big cigar
in
sales for Bama fans. That's my one cigar a year. We'll see if we get to smoke that. And to wind down the weekend celebration, come relax on Sunday with $5 Bloody Marys and $3 mimosas in one of their comfy leather club chairs. Havana Rays Cigar Shop and Lounge is celebrating their long-awaited opening with specials for you, but also they're sending 10% of all proceeds this weekend to the Hurricane Relief Fund. Make your weekend destination the grand opening of Havana Rays Cigar Shop and Lounge, 2351 Airport Boulevard, or check them out online, HavanaRays.com. These great folks and a great venue. Love to see you there this weekend.
Yeah, that's 4 days of awesome starting tonight.
truly
a grand opening.
It's good.
As grand as it gets, right?
Yes, it is. So, I mean, if you can't find something Friday or Saturday or Sunday that fits with you, then I can't help you. They got a lot going on. 7:21, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Do sports and politics mix? Well, Coach Nick Saban says yes. As coach and his winning ways are now coming to the political arena, Coach Saban and two other sports powerhouses are now appearing in a political ad for United States Senator Joe Manchin. The Alabama coach has made no secret of his friendship with the Democrat and former governor of West Virginia. Basketball legend Jerry West and West Virginia basketball coach Bob Huggins are also endorsing the senator in this new 30-second ad. Coach Saban says, Joe and I grew up together in West Virginia, and he never forgets where he came from. I don't have a better friend or know a better person than Joe Manchin. Now, according to campaign finance records, Coach Saban contributed $2,400 to Manchin's bid back in 2010. As for right now, Manchin's in a tight race to retain his seat. His opponent is a state attorney general, Patrick Morrissey. The Washington Post is reporting that Manchin does have a 9.4-point lead at this time. Now, back in 2014, Senator Manchin famously remembered the two young men growing up in Fairmount, West Virginia, saying, quote, his size was always a challenge playing these tough sports, but Nick was as tough as anyone could be. My God, if he had a little more size, he would have killed everybody. I think the biggest mistake WVU ever made was not giving Nick Saban a scholarship. An update from Hurricane Michael. As we now know, armed looters are targeting homes and businesses that remain without electricity. About 10 looters each night are being arrested after Florida's Bay County took a direct hit from that Category 4 hurricane more than 1 week ago. And in parts of the county, residents have put up signs warning, quote, that looters will be shot. The storm killed at least 16 people in Florida, according to state emergency authorities, most of them in the coastal county that took a direct hit from that storm. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 7:23, FM Talk 106.5. So they're arresting 10 looters a night? Yeah, one would hope. Unless they're bonding out somehow or getting back out and looting again, then eventually you run through the number of ne'er-do-wells.
You wonder
how many ne'er-do-wells in anyone. Is it a situation where you take these looters out and then new looters move in from outside areas to fill in their spots? or what? I mean, let's say you go 4 or 5 nights. It's populated for sure, that part of the Florida Panhandle and interior, but it's not a dense urban area. If you rounded up 50 looters and put them in the looter stockade, are there more looters? How many looters are there?
And this was after very early in the week, maybe over the weekend, a looter was shot and killed in Panama City. And the reason that looter was shot and killed, decided to steal a police vehicle that had the sirens on. And I know one witness at the scene said they saw the looter getting into the vehicle, and the witness's words said, the witness said that they saw the looter turn to them and say, hey, I'm a looter, I'm stealing this police car.
Okay, and so it's suicide thing, by cop, basically.
Basically. But the next thing the witness saw was a policeman show up, and then looter was dead after that. But 10 looters a night, that's a crazy number.
Yeah, and talk about the shooting them. You could shoot. Also, they have the. I may or may not be familiar with some law enforcement rounds that are the plastic pellet shotgun shells.
Mm-hmm.
If people wanted to use those to
put them down
to deal with people, they could do that as well. But I wonder. I mean, at a certain point, with not having. I mean, it's not like there's millions of people in that area of Florida. When you get 50 or 60 of them off the street, eventually, don't you make a dent in the? It's I would hope so.
You would think so.
I would hope so. All right, 725 FM Talk 106.5. This is a sad story here. I saw that one of the, I think for anybody, if you grew up in the 70s, 80s, 90s, you watched some Sesame Street, didn't you?
For sure.
Right. That, so that you and I are jam. 20 years. You and I, yeah, that was my jam too. You and I are 20 years in age different, right? I'm 20 years older, mm-hmm. and you and I both watched Sesame Street. My children watched Sesame Street. People older than me, I know, watched Sesame Street. Get this. The puppeteer who has played Big Bird on Sesame Street is now retiring after 50 years on the show.
Wow. I didn't realize it was one person the entire time.
84-year-old Carol Spinney announced a statement yesterday that he's handing over Big Bird and his other character. What other character do you think he plays?
Oscar, maybe?
You got it.
Wow.
And how they did that, because there were a lot of scenes, I'm just remembering through my children watching it, my memory banks as well. There were scenes that had Big Bird and Oscar together, didn't they? Because Big Bird would walk in and Oscar would be complaining about something and then Big Bird would walk in.
I would think that those would be two of the three most popular Sesame Street characters, right? With Elmo considered in that top three.
Yeah, so. Spinney is not Elmo, but he is Big Bird, Oscar the Grouch. The 84-year-old joined Sesame Street at its inception in 1969. Spinney said he didn't feel like his work was important until Big Bird helped him find his purpose.
Aww.
Spinney says the physical requirements for performing the characters had become difficult, and he developed problems with his balance. Don't feel bad, Mr. Spinney. You're 84 years old. You have done a lot for a lot of American children.
Seriously.
This guy can rest well in his retirement. He says, the physical requirements of performing the characters had become difficult. He developed problems with his balance. He stopped doing puppeteering for Big Bird in 2015 and now has been providing since then the voices for Big Bird and Oscar. So somebody else in the costume and then that high-pitched Big Bird is coming from Spinney.
It's probably a cool party trick when he breaks that out. The Big Bird voice.
Would that not be awesome? Be like, hey, here's my buddy. No, do it. Do it. Do the Big Bird voice. Do it. The ladies love it.
Yeah.
But his apprentice, by the way, is Matt Vogel.
Little Bird.
Matt Vogel, who's been catching up here, and I think Matt's probably a young mid-40s, will succeed him in the Big Bird role. Vogel also plays when he is broken out for TV and commercials and half the memes on the internet. He plays Kermit the Frog.
Okay. I forgot about Kermit, actually.
You know, it's wild, too. If you've ever had a chance to watch people doing voiceover work for cartoons or those kind of things, and you watch these voices come out of people, you just look at them and they do like two or three voices in a row. And so they're really a real talent.
Yeah, like with The Simpsons and Family Guy. Some of those are pretty crazy to watch in the studio work. But how smooth do you think the man who's been playing Big Bird for 50 years, how good do you think he is with the ABC? I mean, he has to know them frontwards, backwards, every which way.
But, I mean, he's nothing like the Count has to know his numbers.
Yeah.
Where is the Count? We got to figure out who does the voice of the Count. We now know that, this guy does, he does Big Bird and does the Grouch, does Oscar. But who does the Count?
I'm going to figure that out right now. That's
Elmo, important. Have you ever seen the Elmo voiceover work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is strange to hear that voice come out of that person as well. But Carol Spinney announcing his retirement, so there you go. Sesame Street won't be the same for the next generation, or maybe it will. They'll not know. That's the thing about costumes that makes everything a lot easier. Right, 728 FM Talk 106.5, and we're coming right back. Dr. Bill will join us. He has our forecast. We'll check in with News 5. And also, police officers intercept a stolen... Okay, I'm going to get myself in trouble, but they intercept a stolen donut van.
Oh, no.
What happens next? I'll tell you. Coming up next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The man who police say hit and killed a beloved Faith Academy administrator has a long criminal history. Bailey Hobson has been arrested in Mobile, Baldwin, and Escambia counties, charged with assault multiple times over the last 2 years. Hobson crashed head-on into 71-year-old Charlotte Skoda on Schillinger Road Tuesday morning. Authorities say he then carjacked someone else to get away. A man is behind bars in Escambia County, Florida, accused of sexually abusing two children. 27-year-old Nicholas Moore is charged with sexual battery. According to an arrest report, the alleged abuse happened at Moore's RV in Pensacola. We are learning of a 5-year-old Orange Beach girl with a rare and debilitating illness. Annadelle Faulkner has been diagnosed with transverse myelitis, impacting her ability to move and speak. While it's physically debilitating, Annadelle's parents say she still has her spunk.
She says a lot with her facial expressions and those sorts of things. So
yeah, you know when she's mad.
For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Are you a gun enthusiast? Do you have a large collection of valuables to protect and store? Only at Mike Ward's will you find large capacity safes in stock. The Liberty Colonial 50 holds up to 64 long guns. Need more space? This American Security holds up to 73 guns. Or step up to the Fort Knox and secure up to 100 long guns. Don't make the mistake of buying a safe that's too small. Let our knowledgeable staff help you. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, the right choice. I-65 at Moffett Road. Look for the giant yellow safe.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is back home following his trip to Saudi Arabia and Turkey to meet with leaders of those countries over the suspected murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Following criticism that Pompeo seemed too friendly with Saudi King Salman, the White House is putting out the word he was tougher in private, as reported by Jamie Gangel.
The Secretary of State went on to tell the Crown Prince that if the Saudis don't take action, the U.S. will have to deal with this, that the president's hand will be forced, because the world will demand it.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says Congress may try to repeal Obamacare again after the midterm elections. He says if Democrats win back the House next month, Republicans may try to vote again before the new Congress is sworn in next January. Apple users in the U.S. and Canada can now get a copy of all their personal data stored by the company. The tech giant updated its privacy tools yesterday. Pre-market trading indicates another down day for Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Fed officials last month debated how high they would need to raise interest rates to meet their economic goals, with some arguing that they may need to lift rates to a level that would slightly restrain growth. In the end, the Fed modestly raised its key short-term rate and predicted it would continue to gradually tighten credit to manage growth and inflation amid a steadily healthy job market and economy. Four major U.S. public funds that hold shares in Facebook have proposed removing CEO Mark Zuckerberg as chairman following several high-profile scandals. They say they hope to gain backing from larger asset managers. A similar shareholder proposal seeking an independent chair was defeated last year at Facebook, where Zuckerberg's majority control makes outsider resolutions effectively symbolic. Federal regulators have removed their oversight of Prudential, granting the firm a victory after a years-long effort to prove it didn't deserve tightener scrutiny and signaling lower regulatory risk. That's Your Money Now.
The 7th annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale is going on now with incredible deals at Lumber Liquidators. We've got hundreds of floors on sale, up to 50% off, in stock and ready to go. Save big on waterproof floors, all on sale from just 39 cents. Get wood look laminate flooring, all on sale, up to 40% off. Pre-finished hardwood and bamboo starting at 99 cents, plus special financing. Stop by your local Lumber Liquidators store or visit lumberliquidators.com today.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. Starting off, and not bad at all, 60 this morning, although that's, how does that compare with our average high temp this time of year, or low temp?
Well, normally we should be in the upper 50s, about 57 degrees, so we're just a little bit above normal, but certainly feels good this morning. We should have a really nice day with low humidity. We're going to warm up into the low 80s, about 82 degrees, and with mostly sunny skies. So it should be a beautiful day. Now, tonight, we will cool back into the 60s tonight, about 65 degrees, so not quite as cool as this morning. And then tomorrow, a mostly sunny day, but there is a slight chance we could see a shower during the afternoon. Just a slight chance, and we're going to warm to about 85 degrees. Now, after that, for the weekend, for Saturday, we got a little better chance that we'll see some shower activity as the cold front moves down through Alabama and Mississippi, and that should reach the coast late in the day or tomorrow evening. And so look for a few showers tomorrow, rather on Saturday, and I expect a high of about 82 degrees. Then on Sunday, dry air moves in and cooler temperatures. Sunday, sunny skies and only 72 for the high, and then down into the upper 40s for Sunday night. So we could see readings as low as 47 to 48 degrees Monday morning. Monday, another nice day, mostly sunny, about 72. And then Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, we've got a little better chance for some shower activity, but temperatures will stay in the 70s. Tuesday around 75, Wednesday 78, with a good chance for showers. And as I mentioned earlier, that we do need the rain. So far for the month, we're more than halfway through, 0.08. Very little rain has occurred, at least at the airport. And we could use a bit of rain. It looks like our best chance is going to be the middle part of next week.
It is October. It's not, unprecedented to be dry.
October, yeah. October is the driest month of the year here in Mobile. And so far, that's what's occurring. Just very, very little bit of rain. And but I do think Tuesday and Wednesday, and possibly Wednesday, would be the best chance that we're going to see some widespread shower activity.
All right, Dr. Bill, how are things looking in the tropics?
Oh, it's remarkable right now. It's quiet across the Atlantic, just a few clusters of showers in the tropical Atlantic and in the Caribbean, but nothing organized, and it looks it's going to stay calm, certainly for today and even tomorrow.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, checking in. 7:38. Hey, on the way, Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. That's coming up. Also, we'll check headlines with Kelly and Kane with traffic all next.
Old Time Feed is a feed store, but there's more, like a huge selection of indoor and outdoor plants, furniture and supplies, even backyard chickens and feed by the pound. Old Time Feed also services contractors, too. But Old Time Feed still has the same smiling faces ready to welcome you with a cup of coffee and friendly conversation. So whether you need seed for little ducklings or an orchid for mom, stop into the Feel Good Store. We'll take great care of you. Start fall with coffee, conversation, and great advice at Old Time Feed, Highway 98 and Greeno Road in Fairhope.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center Airport, right in front of Baker High School. Again, another accident with injuries. Leroy Stevens at Fordham Road, and also, again, Three Notch at Dawes Road. That's an accident with injuries. Fire department on the scene there. Traffic looks good across the Bayway and the Causeway. Fairhope at Daphne, Spanish Fourth, regular delays this morning. Market on the Square's back this Saturday in downtown Mobile. Running from 7:30 in the morning till noon. Stop to get locally produce fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. They'll also have local artists on hand and musicians performing as well. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:38, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you think that President Donald Trump will be in office for a second term, you are not alone. A new CNN poll shows that 46% of likely voters believe that Mr. Trump will be victorious in 2020. That figure is up 6 percentage points from March. 47% say they do not think Mr. Trump can win a second term. The president's reelection numbers are also up among men and independents. They are up 8 points each, and those who say that they are enthusiastic about voting in this year's midterm elections. Those numbers up 9%. Now, 74% of Republicans say they'd like to see the president renominated for a second term. President Trump's figures place him in better standing than former President Barack Obama and former President Bill Clinton at the very same time in their first terms. Across the aisle, 33% of those polled say former Vice President Joe Biden was a top choice for potential Democratic nominees, followed by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, California Senator Kamala Harris, and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. The CNN poll was conducted by SSRS between October 4th and 7th with a random national sample of 1,009 adults. An assistant warden fired from his job for having sexual relationships with two co-workers and using his state phone to receive explicit pictures and text messages has lost his bid to get his job back. The state personnel board upheld the firing of assistant warden Cedric Specks at the St. Clair Correctional Facility. He worked for the Department of Corrections for 21 years and was fired back in June. He then appealed the firing. The judge in this case recommended upholding the dismissal, saying the correctional facility was justified in firing Specks for violating policies on sexual harassment and misconduct, use of state own property, and fraternization with employees. Specks admitted to reaching out to three women on Facebook and in person asking for explicit pictures on his state cell phone. He also admitted to an extramarital relationship with two nurses in 2016, 17, and 18, and using a state-assigned vehicle to engage in those encounters. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Auburn.
Give to Whitlow. Booby up the middle. Booby scores.
Ole Miss. The Tigers try to ground the Rebels' air raid in Oxford.
Sinopa steps back to throw on first down. He'll launch it deep down the field. He's got a man, Schwartz. Touchdown!
Coverage begins at 8 a.m. Saturday on your home for Auburn football.
On your official Auburn football station, FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Mobile mother who was shot near Ladd Peoples Stadium has bonded out of jail overnight after being arrested Wednesday. 40-year-old Danielle Campbell is charged with inciting to riot. Police say last Tuesday she drove her kids to Ladd Stadium intending to fight. She and her son were both shot. A man crossing Interstate 10 in Pensacola was hit and killed by a semi-truck. This happened near the Pine Forest exit around 8 o'clock last night. Authorities have not released the victim's identity. They are still working to notify his family. Florida officials confirmed three more deaths in Bay County. This brings the death toll to at least 32 people, 22 in Florida alone. It's not known how the people died, but sheriff deputies say they are finding more victims as the water recedes. They also say people who did not evacuate could be buried beneath piles of concrete, wood, and metal. Officials have not said how many people are still missing. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
7:42 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the major leagues last night, the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Milwaukee Brewers 5-2 to take a 3-2 lead in the NLCS and move to one win away from a return trip to the World Series.
Jansen ready with the 0-2. Granderson to third, and a strikeout ends game five as the Dodgers win it 5-2 and lead 3-2.
Clayton Kershaw got the win on the mound for L.A. He pitched 7 innings, allowing only 3 hits and 1 run while striking out 9. The Dodgers' offense broke loose with 5 runs over the 5th, 6th, and 7th innings. Game 6 is Friday night at 7:30 in Milwaukee. The Brewers will start pitcher Wade Miley, who actually started last night for Game 5 and walked Cody Bellinger before getting pulled so that he can start the game tonight. Lefty Hyun-Jin Ryu will start on the mound for the Dodgers. In the ALCS, the Boston Red Sox are now one game from reaching the World Series after defeating Houston 8-6. Rafael Devers got Boston on the board first with a 2-run single in the first inning.
Devers in the air left center field. It is down.
Betts hit. Betts is in the score. Martinez will score. And the Red Sox strike first again.
Then, after that, a costly play for Houston. It appeared as if Jose Altuve tied the game at two in the bottom of the first inning with a two-run homer, but replay review called him out because of fan interference. A fan made contact with Red Sox right fielder Mookie Betts' glove as he made a leaping attempt at the wall, and that was enough for the replay decision to be an out. The Astros would go on to take a 5-4 lead when Carlos Correa singled in the fifth inning to score a runner. The next inning, a two-run home run from Jackie Bradley Jr. gave the lead back to the Red Sox.
And a high drive way back. Jackie Bradley Jr. sends it out of here, and Boston is back on top.
Is that an automatic, like, is that a blanket rule that if somebody touches or goes for the ball, that it's immediately an out?
There's been a lot of discussion about this morning because the Houston Astros, and I would say most people watching on TV that weren't Red Sox fans, would tell you that this was a home run. Pretty okay. clearly a home right. run. It was about 3 or 4 feet above the top of the wall.
Right.
But Mookie Betts' glove was right there in that area where he could make a play. Apparently, it is a blanket rule.
A blanket rule. No matter what happens, if a fan goes for the...
If they're going to call it the same as they did last night, that would have to okay. be the rule. Because I don't know what you're supposed to do as a fan. I guess completely get away from the play because...
Let it hit you?
It wasn't like one of these plays where they're reaching, you know, all the way over the wall into the field of play. They were sitting in their seats, and their hands were right around their midsections. They weren't reaching into the field of play. Tough one for the Astros.
Man, so anytime. Okay, all right. So somebody could conceivably, I mean, you got to be in the right place at the right time, make a play to help your team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, as you can imagine, the Houston Astros not too happy with the umpire's decision on that last night. But then the play of the night followed that. It was the last play, actually, of the entire game. With an 8-6 lead in the bottom of the ninth, Boston had two outs, but the Astros had the bases loaded. That's when left fielder Andrew Benintendi made the play of the night with a diving catch for the final out.
Runners will be off with a crack of the bat with two outs. Kimbrel deals. Bregman in the air. Left field. Benintendi dives and he makes the catch. Oh, what a play! Game saver! Andrew Benintendi!
The Red Sox could end the series tonight in Houston in Game 5. First pitch is set for 7:09. In the NBA, the New Orleans Pelicans crushed the Houston Rockets 131-112. Anthony Davis scored 32 points with 16 rebounds and 8 assists for the Pelicans. And the Toronto Raptors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 116-104. Kawhi Leonard scored 24 points with 12 rebounds in his debut with Toronto, while former Alabama guard Colin Sexton played quite a bit in his NBA debut with the Cavs. He scored 9 points with 3 rebounds. 7:46 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Don't forget, Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Cottage Hill and Leroy Stevens have got an accident right in the middle of the roadway. Also still there in front of Baker High School on Airport Boulevard and Leroy Stevens at Fordham. It's an older accident. Officers are still on the scene. So far, a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Now, whether you broke down or maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at 888-BE-TOWED and online at PittsandSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be pleasant with afternoon temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of a shower and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Right, 7:50, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you all along on this Thursday. Captain Bobby Abrascato checking in with us very soon for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Also coming up next hour, Rob Hulbert from Landyap joins us. We'll talk to him at 8:30 and, of course, turning up your voice at 343-0106. Quick reminder, podcast, you like the podcast, think it's popular. Well, we've been doing that for years now, and there's so much to listen to, from the morning show to the midday show, to all the different shows on the weekend, to the evening shows, all the live local content we're doing every week here at FM Talk 106.5, we make available for you by clicking the podcast link on the front page of FMTalk106.5.com if you just want to kind of buffet style get the show you're interested in. But you can also do even better and subscribe.
Yeah, you can subscribe on iTunes Podcasts and on Stitcher, and then as soon as we upload an hour, pretty much just shows up in your phone, and you can listen. And thinking ahead, if you download instead of depending on your service at the time, because I know there's dead spots for everyone. Everyone knows where their dead spots are around town. But the easiest thing to do is go ahead and subscribe and then download the podcast, and you can listen to it, heck, wherever you are.
There you go. Check out those podcasts today and give us good ratings when you're there. 7:50, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly and with information about this weekend. This is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Sausage Festival.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In your health news this morning, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is investigating 127 suspected cases of a polio-like condition that affects mostly children. It's rare, but it's a serious condition known as AFM. It affects the nervous system, specifically the spinal cord, causing muscles and reflexes in the body to become weak. The disease often results in paralysis, and that's why it's compared to that of polio. The condition is not new, but the CDC noted an unexplained increase in cases beginning in 2014, and since that time, there have been 386 confirmed cases of AFM here in the U.S. No cases have been reported in Alabama, according to the Alabama Department of Public Health. The causes of AFM are not known, but viruses, environmental toxins, and genetic disorders are all suspected. Currently, there is no cure for AFM. Symptoms you need to look out for: sudden onset of arm or leg weakness and loss of muscle tone and reflexes. Some people also experience facial drooping or weakness, difficulty moving your eyes, drooping eyelids, or difficulty in swallowing or speaking. Parents, you are advised to seek medical attention if any of these symptoms sound familiar within your children. If you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, head to Evergreen, Alabama. The 16th annual Conecuh Sausage Festival is this weekend. It's Saturday, October the 20th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be arts and craft vendors, food vendors, a car show, live entertainment, and the children's area, and admission to the festival is absolutely free. And then there's this. The PCA Rodeo starts today. It's today, Friday, and Saturday night. Gates open at 6 p.m. each night. Armbands are $10 each for adults, or $20 for a three-day armband, $5 each for kids under 12, and children under 2, they get in free. The Southeast Regional Fly-In will be on Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. If you'd like more information, go to evergreenareachamber.com. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 7:52, FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with our buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and Macklin Smith and the crew from HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring ultra-scanning sonar. Choose HMS Marine Electronics for all your fish-finding technology, HMSMarineElectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook, which, by the way, speaking of those podcasts earlier, you go back and listen to the podcast of this last weekend's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, an hour-long discussion, which was just barely scraping the surface for what's new in electronics with Macklin. You can go check that out when you go to our podcast page. You can also check out stuff like this, Captain Bobby and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Hey, Captain.
Good morning, gang. How are y'all?
We're doing great, man. It's a beautiful day, a little windy out there, but, you know, maybe are we starting to see some kind of fall activity out of the fish?
You never know. What's today? Thursday? Yeah, today it's fall fishing. Yesterday it was summertime fishing. Who knows, man? You know, it's got me confused as much as the fish confused, you know. But, you know, it is starting to show some signs of fall fishing. You know, it's a classic transition period right now, man. A lot of the fish I'm catching are at the mouths of the rivers. Today we're in the river. We've caught everything in the river so far. You know, earlier, like over the weekend, we were fishing with jackets and sweatshirts on, and we're catching them in the rivers. As it warmed up through the week, the fish will want to transition more out to the mouths of the rivers. So the tip I'm giving is when you get, you know, if this weather starts to warm up again through the weekend, focus on the mouths of the rivers. All of the rivers in our area, all of the tidal rivers, you know, including Bala Battery, the rivers up north, you know, obviously the Delta has got plenty of salt water in it. So there's, you know, there's fish, you know, again, at the mouth of those rivers too. Look for signs. You know, I should have videotaped some of it this morning, but what we're doing here lately, there's a lot of shrimp being run to the surface by these trout. You know, unfortunately, the bird activity and the slicks don't tell you what size fish they are. So, you know, yesterday we had a couple that were in the upper 3 to 4 pound range. You know, you shut down on another school and it's a mixed bag of white trout and 13 inch trout.
Right.
Then the next bank you go to, there's redfish on it. So anyway, but good action, a lot of fun fishing.
You mentioned the redfish too as kind of that bonus fish out there. How's the red fishing been?
Great. We're having a bumper crop of redfish this year. I'm thoroughly convinced of it because all the way from the Delta up north to down south through the Sound, man, you get in these creeks and over these shells and on the grass, catching a lot of redfish anywhere from 13 inches to 30 pounds. You just never know really from one cast to the next when you get on a redfish bite what it's going to be like. But what I like seeing, and we've talked about it with trout before, is we're catching a lot of redfish in the 14 to 18 inch range, you know, mm-hmm. which are our future redfish. So there's lots and lots of those.
Yeah, I think it's through the big broad arching conservation measures and individuals that we're seeing this, because you and I have talked about it before on the Outdoor Show. To me, over the last decade, the red fishing's the best it's been in my life. It's done nothing but get better.
It has, and that's right. And well, like I said, you know, what's boding well for the future redfish fishery is what we've been doing here lately too, you know. So we're keeping these good crops of redfish coming through, you know, each year, and those of course grow into the redfish that I love catching any size redfish, but mm-hmm. the ones that we really enjoy catching are those mid slot size to the bull red size, you know. And speaking of bull reds too, we get a couple more cool days with some tidal movement. You know, if you catch the right day, man, out there at the mouth of the bay, you can really during the fall really have a lot of fun action on those big bull reds out there at the mouth of the bay.
Yeah, it makes for a great day with a lot of bent rods for sure. Okay, tell people they want to get a trip booked with you for some of this great fishing this time of year, how they do it.
A-teamfishing.com is the website, and that's the easiest way to do it. You can call us or email us, and it's even got all the trip information on there. Got some great video I've shot over the last few days too. I'm going to try and get some of it posted. I keep saying I'm going to do it and I put it off, but I'll try and get some of that posted here in the next day or so.
Yeah, we got to get down. We got to go back and get some video posted of us fishing a few weeks ago.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and that was some video of us catching, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So
wait, let me back up and say a video of you catching. I was basically just video you reeling them in one after the other.
Yeah. I hear you, Captain Bobby. All right, we'll check back with you next week.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by my friends at McCoy Outdoor Company and my buddy Macklin Smith at HMS Marine Electronics. Check both of those out today, and we'll be right back. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings on the way.